Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chaf Hei, Gittin 25a, pagination is 49, will be starting about a quarter of the way down. The first words on the line are Ema Lot Suricha, then there's a two dots, and we begin. We've been dealing with cases that a person, at the time that he writes the get, is not clear exactly which woman it's being written for. And in general, the rule is, v'kosav la lishma, it has to be written for her, and we need to know that it's being written for the particular woman whom is going to be divorced, lishma, with that proper intent at the time of writing. Ba'aminei Rav Hoshea m'Rav Yehuda. Rav Hoshea asked the following question of Rav Yehuda. Amar l'lavlar, if a man tells the sofer, the scribe, Kisov le'eze she'tetzi ba'pesach techila mahu, write the get for whichever woman comes out the door first. What's the halacha? Obviously, we're dealing with a husband who has two wives who have the same name. And he wants the sofer to write the get based on that name of his wives. If it's Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, whatever the name is that these two women share. And he's not making a decision right now which one he's going to divorce. He's going to present it hinged on an independent verification system, a little bit like flipping a coin. Heads, tails, whichever one comes out of the door first, that's the one who this get is meant for, and that's who I intend to give the get to. In short, it's a concept of the Breira question. Right now, I don't know who is the intended one, but I know what I'm hinging it on, and once that information is in, we will know, kind of retroactively, what my intent was. I'm playing clean, I'm telling you what it hinges on, but I don't know right now what the answer really is. Is that considered sufficient intent in writing the get? Amale. So Rav Yehuda responded, Tin Yesua, it's a Mishnah. Slightly different case, but it's the same principle. Yesa Mikain, our Mishnah in last session listed off four different examples, and it kept getting incrementally greater in the Chiddush, in the clarification of how much intent is required. And we said, Omer le'lavlar, if you told the sofer, the scribe, Kisov le'eza she'erza agarish, write it for whichever one I will choose to divorce. Pasol le'garish bo, it's not a good get. Alma in bereira, so you know that fundamentally we do not work with bereira. That's his answer. And therefore, in the case that was asked, the get would not be good, because at the time that it was written, you were hinging it on later information that was not yet in, and we don't work with that, even though later it'll be nivrar, it'll be chosen, it'll be clarified which way to go in the decision, but right now that information is not in, and you can't work with that information at this time. It's obviously a complex topic, a lot of things to clarify. But the question which the Gemara poses is from a case of Karban Pesach. The rule by Karban Pesach is that the people who are counted onto this particular animal have to be counted on it before Shechita. It has to be known who's in the group. I believe when we did Psachim, we did this section, but now we will see it as it applies to the concept of Breira. Amalei, I'm sorry, Esve. He asked them as follows. Ha'omer Levanov, a person tells his children, Hareni shochet es ha-Pesach, I am going to shecht my Karban Pesach, and he's the head of household, he's the patriarch of the family. So he says, Al misha yala mikem rishon l'Yerushalayim. And whichever family shows up first to Yerushalayim will be included in my Karban Pesach. It's a little bit like I'll help cover your holiday bills. You'll be included in my Karban Pesach. There's also prestige in it. But he doesn't know at this time which son, which family is actually going to meet the terms and be the first. The rule is, Kevan Shenichnas Rishon Rosho Verubo, once the first one gets in to the walls of Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he acquires his portion in the Karban Pesach, Umezake Es Echav Imo, and he also causes his brothers to acquire their share in the Karban Pesach. What was thought was that this would somehow be a proof that we work with Brera. His wording was conditional, and when it actually happens, somebody gets in to the Karban Pesach, even though it was a conditional wording. Amalei, Sir Rav Yehuda said back, Hoshia Bari, my dear Hoshia, Ma'inyan Psachim Etzel Gittin, you can't compare the case of Psachim to the case of Gittin. Ha'itmar Allah, we learned, Am Rab Yechanan Kedil Zarzan B'mitzvahs. The way to understand that statement of Psachim is that he wanted to encourage them to move quickly and come to Yerushalayim in a timely manner for the holiday. But it wasn't really a conditional type of deal. Dekanami, and you'll appreciate this if you analyze it properly, Diktani, because we learned Kema Shenichnas Rishon Rosho Verubo, once the first one gets in, Zacha Bechelko, he acquires his own portion, Umezake Es Echav Imo, and his brothers also acquire at that moment their portion. If you agree with me that this is really not conditional and really he's including all of his children, Shapir, then I understand what happened here. Eloi Amrit Elo Imninu. But if he's not really counting them in, La'acha Shchita Mikam Mismanu, after Shchita, when they finally get to town, you can't count them in. V'atanan, as we learnt, nimninu moshchem yedeyem imenu ad sheyishchat. You could only add and subtract in the group until shchita. Once shchita happens, it's a done deal. Tanya nami hachi, and this is indeed as we learnt, masa v'kidmu bonos lebonim, the girls' families came before the boys' families of this man's children, v'nimtzu ubonos zurizos, and it became known that the girls were fast, that they did the mitzvahs in a timely manner. Uvanim shfeilim, and the sons were slowpokes. But what you see is not that the first one gets the portion because it became clarified who came first, but rather he's simply trying to do an incentive. He's making a declaration. Whoever comes first gets, but really he means everyone gets. He just wants them to come. To move back to what happened here, we made a statement that by Gerushin we do not work with Brera. The question was, whichever woman comes out first, and we proved that from the statement, whichever one I want to divorce. Once we established Ein Brera by Gittin, we asked, there seems to be Brera by Psachim, and we answered, Kedei Lezarzen B'mitzvahs, that the case of Psachim was not a real condition, it was simply a statement to make an incentive to make them come quickly, but it really wasn't conditional. He's including his entire family on his Karban Pesach. There's one more nuance here, which the Gemara continues with. I only want to point out the nuance. We don't have time for the full clarification. Amar Abaye, Abaye pointed out, Kaboi minei tole bedaas acherim. We must realize that the question that was originally posed was something that's out of the person's control. V'kaposhet le'tola b'da'as atzmo. And they answered him that when he makes a condition in his own decision process, it doesn't work. So it shouldn't work either in the case that's not in his control. And Abaye says that reasoning is a little bit flawed. It's not a perfect connect. Because, as Rashi explains, when a person makes a condition in his own intent, whichever one I will choose to divorce, it's poseach al shtei ha-se'ifim. It shows that he himself, it's in his control to decide, and he's choosing not to decide. And there I understand why it's not huvrar, because later when he does make the decision, you can't date back that information and say, so that turns out what he decided even now. That's not true. He had power to decide right now if he wanted to. Obviously, he doesn't want to decide. Whereas, in a case that is dependent on something else out of his control, Abaye argues it could be that Breira does work because it's not an intrinsically flawed type of clarification. Indeed, that information is not available now. I don't know which woman is going to come out of the house first. I don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow. Things that are out of your control, those types of conditions, Abaye said, might be more leniently. We might be more predisposed to accept such conditions. And therefore, Abaye argues that the proof is not foolproof at this point. According to Abaye's point, something that is in your control to clarify now, and you're just postponing the decision, is less likely that we'll accept Breira, and that's why that doesn't work, whereas your question, in something that's not in your control, should Breira work, might still be a valid question. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.